The Doug and Wolf Show.
The next 4 hours of your life will be outstanding wherever you are if you keep listening to The Doug and Wolf Show.
You're calling your shot.
I'm calling my shot on today's show.
Doug Franz, Ron Wolfley.
You know that's good radio.
Oh, yeah.
Doug and Wolf, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes! We got no time, master. Good morning, Basinonians. Yes, indeed. Ron Wolfley reporting for duty. Doug Franz reporting for duty. The Doug and Wolf Show, Savages in the Morning, broadcasting high atop the bell tower. That is the Ok Chin Community Studios. Sound the bells. The rolling and the tolling of the bells, 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 bells. The rolling and the tolling of the bells.
The bell tolls. For the Cardinals.
The bell tolls indeed. For whom, ladies and gentlemen? That's what we want to know this morning. Are you kidding me? We are literally. Here we go. It is the 2019 draft party eve, is it not, tonight? Control yourself, will you, Basinonians? I know that you're all out there. You're all fired up. You're all jacked up. You can't wait, right? But control yourselves tonight on a Quasimodo Wednesday.
32:57.
What do you mean 32:57?
Hours and minutes till this thing's over.
32:57. Here we go.
Find
out
who's
we've been talking about this. How long have we been talking about this? I mean, honestly.
I mean, if you really, I mean, we mentioned it every now and then since the end of the season. Once you knew the tiebreaker and it was official, the Cardinals are officially on the clock. But I would say since the second we read a tweet that said Kyler Murray was 5'10".
There, you know what? You're right.
That's probably
yes,
that's
at the
really
combine right there. We have been talking about it ad nauseum. I know, ladies and gentlemen, you're out there. You feel it. You get into the car every morning and you're thinking to yourself, I wonder what they're going to say. I wonder if they're going to talk about Kyler Murray. Isn't that right? Every friend that I have, ladies and gentlemen, all three of them, they've come up to me and said, hey, listen, are you really, is that all you're going to do? Are you just going to talk about Kyler? Yeah, that's what we're going to do for the most part, right? It has been unbelievable. It has been brutal. It has been savage. And yet the resolution of it all looms. And this is what I cannot wait for. Resolution. It's time, is it not? It's time, Dame.
The Oakland Raiders, in getting ready, they decided that, you know, Mike Mayock knows plenty about the draft, but he's never had to make snap decisions in 5 minutes. So they had this hilarious mock draft where they still don't trust everybody. So they put Mayock and Gruden in a room, in the war room, with the draft boards. And other coaches and assistants weren't in that room. They were in other rooms around the building.
Yeah.
And then they had to call in while the Raiders were supposedly on the clock or while the draft is moving and call in and throw trade scenarios at them and see if Mayock would agree to it or not agree to it and try to talk Mayock into different things. And they were, and then they went over how it went so Mayock could learn, did I react well to this trade? Was this really a good one in 5 minutes time? I mean, that's...
You know what's amazing about it? You just mentioned Mike Mayock right there. Mike Mayock says hi, by the way. Yock says hi.
You didn't talk.
I know. I texted him yesterday.
Really?
Said, yeah. Yock says, hey, how you doing? I'm a little busy right now.
That's no way. You texted him?
Yeah. So Yock says hello, Douglas.
I have been dying to text him, and I thought, no, I better not touch it.
I just wanted to see if the number was still good. And honestly, that's, you know what, Basinonians, we ought to do that today. You know, I am so sick and tired of Doug Leese's opinion on this. I am so absolutely disgusted with Paul's opinion on this. Tick, tock. I mean, I can't stand my own face, ladies and gentlemen, or the sound of my voice when I talk about what I want the Arizona Cardinals
to
do.
We've made progress.
All right? I'm just saying I'm sick and tired. You know what we ought to do, Doug Leese? We ought to just seriously pick up the phone and start calling dudes. All right, Mike Mayock, I doubt he's going to answer the phone, but we ought to do that. We ought to just start calling some dudes. I don't know, some people in the football universe. Let's do that. Just call like them up out of nowhere and ask them, what's your opinion? What do you think the Arizona Cardinals ought to do with a number one pick overall? What would be wrong with that? Are we doing anything wrong whatsoever? No, we're not doing anything wrong. We're calling friends. That's what we're going to do. We're going to call friends of the Doug and Wolf Show, and let's just ask them their opinion. What would be wrong with that? Is there anything wrong? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That's what we ought to do.
You're just going
to
call people out of the blue.
Call people and do we have a sounder back there? Barrett, could you call people? Would you be able to dial anybody? Or Mel, would you be able to actually dial somebody up if I said, you know, because I don't have a phone lit. Oh, Doug Lease, you have a phone right here. You could actually dial up somebody and call them. Let's just call these guys and ask them their opinion on what the Arizona Cardinals ought to do with the number one pick overall, because I'm sick of your opinion. No offense. I'm sick of Paul's, and most of all, sick of mine.
How does this, Bear, how does this phone work? Like, I know how to people on air.
Do you know how to actually hit the dial
tone? I think
tone?
If you dialed it from in there, I don't think I could put it on the air in here.
So wait a minute.
We have to dial it in here.
You have to dial it in there. Okay, that's really interesting right there.
There's no way to put my phone on air without me. Now that's, who set that up? I mean, like, we've never asked this question.
13 years, here we go.
I'm sorry, management, but you actually put a phone in the studio that can't be put on
when
air.
When we do listeners-only meetings, like you said, you do press the button like I put on the air, so maybe you could.
Like, whatever button you have to hit to put my phone on the air, like, do that right now.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
This is a test run right here, basically. Yeah. I mean, sorry for derailing the show right now, but this is...
Yeah,
there
look
it
at
is.
That. Look at that. Okay, let's see if...
That's beautiful. There it is. Yep. Okay. Yeah.
Let's see if this works.
Boy, that was loud in my own headset.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
Oh, okay, that's good. But obviously, you can do it live on the air. Is that what you're saying, Doug Lease? All right.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
I actually tried to call you, but I guess I had to use the area code. It was a 602, so I didn't think I had to use the area code.
Okay, good. We'll try that in the not-so-beautiful part of the program, shall we?
We'll try to figure out. I wonder if I have to call 9 to get out or something like that. I don't know.
You know what it is, ladies and gentlemen? It's Declaration Day. That's what it is. It's the day before the 2019 NFL draft. It's time to get some people on record. Let's go out and get some friends of the Doug and Wolf Show and get their opinion as to what the Arizona Cardinals ought to do at number one. Let's get them on the record. It is Declaration Day, is it not?
Are you ready to declare that you can do the starting five in a minute and a half?
No.
It's time for your Arizona Sports Starting Five. You can't go to work without knowing these five huge stories.
Bring it, Vinny.
Here's Doug Franz and Ron Wolfley.
Vince, good morning.
Number five.
Number five this morning. Wow, refs do not determine the outcome of a game, but it was a bad, bad call. Sharks down 3-1, down 3-0 in the third. And yet they score 4 goals within 1 5-minute major. Jonathan Marchessault, what did you think of the call?
I mean, I really hope that Joe Pavelski is okay. Obviously, you never want to see something bad like that happen, but it's a joke. Call 5 minutes for that? That's, why don't you have a hockey replay or something? Change the whole hot comment game.
Just had to win a game. That's what it comes down to.
Marchessault did score the tying goal with about a minute and a half left to send it to overtime. A Game 7 overtime. Sharks win 5-4. Wow, it was an amazing game.
Number four.
It's not a good shot, but it was awesome.
Leather now out front against George. 5 seconds. George backing up. Leather doesn't want to pick. Dame going for the win. A three-pointer for the game.
Damian Lillard hits a 37-footer. That was a step-back 37-footer. No way can you defend that. 3 is good. Portland wins. And every year that Kevin Durant has been gone, Russell Westbrook has lost in the first round.
Dame! Tell me you didn't see that all over Twitter.
Number 3!
Number three this morning. Wow. The Suns let go everybody on the staff. Ryan McDonough, what do you think?
Business as usual for the Suns, unfortunately.
Oh, boy. As he was on Sirius XM radio.
Yeah, the instability of it all. When will the Phoenix Suns have stability? That's the question.
Unfortunately, I think we know the answer to that question.
Number two.
Number two. Wow. Luke Weaver.
He's digging in when he has to. He's not backing out of any situation. He believes in all of his pitches. And when you follow that game plan and do that type of job, you're obviously going to pitch deep into games.
You want some shocking statistics? Gerard Dyson has a 3-4-5 slash line going on right now. 308, 408, and 500. Weaver went 6 1/3 and only gave up at one earned run. And the Diamondbacks have more comeback wins than any team in Major League Baseball.
The Diamondbacks 6-2 on this horrific 10-game road trip. 6-2. And they win another tight one.
Number one.
And the number one thing you need to know about this morning, Rosen's there, and he's not.
It is a voluntary camp, and we know that Patrick wants to be here and wants to be part of this deal.
If Josh Rosen and all the crap he's dealing with is there, why aren't you, Patrick? That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Okay, full disclosure. There's a little bit of a disagreement going on in the Auction Community Studios.
Really?
I am of the opinion that in today's society, it's considered polite to text somebody if you're going to call them.
Okay.
Like you text them and say, hey, do you have 2 minutes?
No.
Hey, can I call you? Do you have a minute to talk?
Okay, no.
And Rod Wolfley has this new idea that he just wants to call arbitrary people.
Yes. Well, not arbitrary. I would say friends. Let's call friends, some great ones, right?
Just to get an opinion
Let's
on...
Let's just do it. Well, I'm tired of your opinion. There's no offense.
How can you be tired of Quinn and Williams?
I'm sick and tired of your opinion. I'm sick and tired of my opinion. And certainly don't want to bring Paul into the mix either. I'm totally sick and tired of Paul's tick, tock. Okay, his opinion on this whole thing, okay?
So you just want to call people...
Let me, as a matter of fact...
This morning.
You know what? How about this? Let's just call Vaisa Kahima. This old teammate, Cardinal Great, okay? A guy that played also for the Philadelphia Eagles, a guy that has a long, long career, of course. Let's just call Vi. Can we do that right now? Let's go ahead, Doug.
Hey, Vi, are you there?
Wolf, are you there?
Hey, Vi, how you doing, my brother?
Is this really you?
This is me. What's going on, bro?
My man, Doug, so good to hear you guys' voices, man. I know that you guys are employed.
It's still a shock after 12 and a half years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, this radio stuff's not easy, man. I just got fired 3 months ago. So
you're still doing your television gig, though, right?
Oh, yeah. TV takes care of the bills, man. But, the radio thing, I thought would be easy.
Okay.
Turns out you actually have to do some homework. So.
Hey, Wolf's made it this far. I don't know who told you that, Vi.
Vi, we got a question for you.
All right. Wolf wants to just call you out of the blue. So, first of all, thanks for even answering Wolf's phone. But, secondly, what should the Cardinals do? Number one pick in the draft. You trading? You going? What are you doing? Number one pick.
No, come on. You got to go Kyler Murray, man. Kyler Murray. Come on, Wolf.
Okay, now why Kyler Murray?
You got to get a 5'9" quarterback in there at some point.
Oh, of course.
You got to have a 5'9" quarterback. Who? Listen, you guys need to run the wishbone.
Okay. And, yeah.
And I think that's what you guys do.
You know what? Honestly,
Kyler Murray, man.
And knowing you, you want him to return kicks too, don't you?
Vi, you got to get
absolutely.
Your
absolutely.
Yeah, Vi, you got. I know you're on your way to Salt Lake City today, but you know what? You need to take the media guide and read it.
Well,
you know.
Look, is it Tyler or Kyler Murray?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
there's a misprint in your media guide here. We got to fix that. Talk to Mark Dalton and take care of that.
He's already got a print.
I will do it. Dude, love you, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Guys.
Appreciate it.
Okay,
brother.
Stay employed.
Okay. Thank you. Well,
there
I guess,
you go right there.
I guess
Kyler Murray says okay. Vaisika Hima.
Okay, A, you're one for one. I guess that did work.
Well, you know, he answered the phone.
I still think you got to text people first. Hey, will you come on?
Okay, there it is. Kyler Murray. Vaisika Hima says Kyler Murray, Basedonians.
Okay, that's vote number one. Go Kyler. And then he said yes.
He said 5'9".
You need a 5'9 quarterback, and he wants him to return kicks.
Hey. Retweet this. Presented by Sanderson Ford.
Diana Russini is an ESPN insider for, she tries to recover all sports, and here is an interesting tweet. So you decide whether this is great reporting or whether this is the Redskins saying, Arizona, we're not paying you that high of a price. But she says, as for the rumors about a Josh Rosen trade, I was told Washington does not have any plans to trade with the Cardinals. It was also brought to attention that Arizona could keep Josh Rosen on the roster and trade him later in the summer if they indeed go Kyler Murray.
You know, I know nothing about Diana Russini. I really don't, ladies and gentlemen. But boy, that sounds like she got some inside information talking to somebody within that Washington Redskins organization. The reason why I say this is, number one, this is exactly what, if I'm the Redskins, I'm doing right now. It's over. We have no plans whatsoever to actually pull off a trade. We have none. Until 5 minutes before the draft starts, and we'll call them up and get them on the phone. But right now, we have none. We're not going to talk to the Cardinals. We're not going to talk to Steve Keim. There's no way. And by the way, the Cardinals, they're probably going to keep Josh Rosen, because that's what they were telling us on the phone, right? Somebody, I think, is passing this information along. I could be absolutely, as always, ladies and gentlemen, dead wrong on this.
There's a really funny story last year. It would have been yesterday of last year, so the Tuesday going into the draft, when Adam Schefter, give him credit, was the first to report that the Browns are seriously considering and almost finished with their decision, and Baker Mayfield is the guy. And it was funny because the report was read on ESPN during NFL Live, and it was absolutely blasted by one of the panelists. The great Bill Polian said, no way is that true. Information like that is all false at this time of year.
Bill,
don't believe it. And it was funny because it was 100% true. The interesting thing about this, and I can tell you, this is where being a Redskins fan is actually a good thing, and that's a rare thing. I can tell you the city for a while was on Rosen alert. The city for a while was excited, thinking this is the perfect marriage of underpriced quarterback, future of the franchise, all at the same time. And they were very interested in this. And I mean fans, not the actual organization. So this could be totally true. And it's the Redskins trying to calm the fan base. It's not going to happen. Everybody relax.
Yes.
Or to your point, it could be the Redskins are 100% interested, and they're trying to get him for a second round pick. And they don't want to spend the first.
It just sounds like Diana Russini talked to somebody in the Washington Redskins organization right here. When you read this, it's almost like a conversation. There's no way. We don't have any plans to trade for the Cardinals' Josh Rosen, ladies and gentlemen. We have none. It's posturing. You're digging your heels in once again. You hope this report gets out there. It was also brought to attention, says Diana, that Arizona could keep Josh Rosen on the roster. Well, where are you getting this information from? Okay, where are you getting this information? Even if they go with Kyler Murray, they'll keep him on the roster. Boy, does that sound like a conversation between two guys, two decision makers in each organization. Again, this is just pure speculation.
By the way,
but there it is.
Since we're up against the draft now,
you
just said a draft name.
What?
And now you have to know what happens whenever you say a draftable name.
Mel Kiper Jr.'s player profile.
1 year starter, but he made the most of it. He did everything Baker Mayfield did. He even accounted for more touchdowns than Baker Mayfield did his final year. Completion percentage right up at 70%. We know what a tremendous runner he is. We know he's dual threat. We know he can make all the throws, but what impressed me was throwing from the pocket. This kid is more than just a guy who can move around and evade and elude. Pocket ability, pocket presence, outstanding, throws a very catchable ball, can whip it in there when he has to, accuracy off the charts. Kyler Murray, if he was 3 inches taller, would have been the number one guy on everybody's board, guaranteed from the get-go. The fact of the matter is, for today's NFL, he will get the job done.
That was awesome. Nice job, Bell.
Coming up next, I don't think we will try to call him out of nowhere and shock the world, but we will have a former general manager who knows what it's like to make decisions in the first round of a draft, Phil Savage, former Hotshots GM, to take us into a war room and to look at the actual quarterbacks. And the big question, can you really draft Kyler Murray and keep Josh Rosen? That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Today, before even pleasantries are exchanged, there is one thing that has to happen for anybody that calls into the Coulter Automotive Group sports line.
Doug and Wolf want you to declare now.
Phil Savage, general manager formerly of the Browns and the Hotshots, you're on the hot seat, a position you've done before in your life, with the number one pick in the NFL draft. What are you doing, Phil? What are you declaring?
Well, it depends on which coach I hired back in the winter.
Oh, very well done. Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing well. I think that, honestly, if I were in that position, Quinnen Williams might be my choice. I think he's probably the safest, most certain player in this draft. I think you know exactly what you're going to get. And it would fulfill somewhat of a need on my roster if I were in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So why not Nick Bosa? If you're going to go with a position player other than a quarterback, why not Nick Bosa?
Well, I would subscribe to the idea that if you can create pressure on the inside, that is more difficult for an offense to take care of than the outside pressure. I mean, we see the quarterbacks like Tom Brady and Russell Wilson, they avoid that outside pressure by stepping up in the pocket. And Williams is such a dynamic player. He's good against the run, and he can be disruptive on the interior of that defensive line. And to me, that's really where the NFL game is played. You know, he's not Aaron Donald in terms of that kind of supreme quickness, but he is that kind of powerful force in the middle of a defense. And, you know, to me, when you're facing Jimmy Garoppolo, who will be healthy this year, and Russell Wilson, and, you know, the other quarterbacks in the division, I think it would be at a premium.
Yeah.
Now, saying that, Wolf, I think in reality, there's a couple of different things. Let's operate in the real world, which is what are the Cardinals up to right now. They're on the field for this mini camp. Clearly, Cliff Kingsbury's had a chance to work with Josh Rosen in the classroom now and on the field. And I think one thing that has happened is that in the last couple of weeks, he's like, well, wait a minute. Other than Patrick Mahomes, this is as gifted of a quarterback that I've ever worked with on the field. He's big. He's got an arm. He's somewhat athletic. He's accurate with the ball. You know, is this what's going on in terms of, all right, we haven't been able to consummate a trade for Josh Rosen ahead of the draft, and that's not really what we wanted to do anyway because we don't have Kyler Murray yet. Remember when I mentioned to you guys a few weeks ago, you want to make sure that Kyler Murray is 100% healthy and ready to go.
Right.
So you can't make that move with Rosen until you have him on board. Or if you trade Rosen ahead of time, then you can go ahead and take Murray at one. I think one thing that's happened, where I'm going with this, is I think because Rosen has probably – at least intrigued Cliff Kingsbury enough for them to say, well, you know what, let's see what kind of trade offers we can get to maybe the 4 spot with Oakland or the 5 spot with Tampa and still get Kyler Murray. And at that point, then we can really start to shop Rosen. And if Murray goes, we've still got Rosen in our pocket. We're going to get a top defensive player and life moves on and we can spin it any way we want come out of this. We can say that this was our plan all along.
This is Phil Savage, former NFL general manager of the Hotshots, joining Doug and Wolf. And as I listen to you, Phil, I got to wonder, you were a GM. So you're sitting in your office. You've hired Cliff Kingsbury. You're the GM of the Cardinals. And following everything you just said, he comes walking into your office and says, you know what? Remember everything I said about Kyler? I like Josh. Josh can handle everything. I want to stay with Josh. Are you banging your head against the wall thinking, why did I hire this flip-flopper? Or are you in heaven because he just said this and the whole room opens up to you?
Yeah, I think I would opt for the plan B, so to speak. I think the reality is as much as people have regard for Cliff Kingsbury and the fact that he's a quarterback whisperer and all those things, other than a cup of coffee as a player, he's never really been in the NFL. And I think anytime a college coach makes that move from college to the NFL, you have to take a bit of a step back and say, whoa, wait a minute. Some of these guys are – I mean, this is a better level of player than I've worked with at the college level. And I wouldn't be surprised at all. Look, there's the reason Josh Rosen went 10th overall last year. And there's a lot of people in the league that feel like that if he had stayed in school and played one more year at UCLA, he could conceivably be at the head of the class of this particular group of quarterbacks. So – you know, I don't think it would be a shock at all if Cliff Kingsbury's come to the realization that, wait a minute, this guy can do everything I need in my offensive system, and he's got size, and he's got 13 starts under his belt, which none of these quarterbacks can sell tomorrow night that are coming in as rookies, and we've already paid him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And Phil, doesn't it also reflect well on Josh Rosen in regard to how he's handled this whole situation so far?
I would say he's probably earned more credence. If everything that we've heard and read over the last few weeks is true, I would say he's earned more credence and more respect inside the Cardinals building than maybe he did going through the slings and arrows of this past season. Because, you know, he showed he's tough enough. I mean, he took a lot of hits, 45 sacks, I believe, in 13 games. I mean, he got roughed up. And now this is the challenge from the neck up. And Wolf, you know this as a pro athlete. A lot of times it's not from the neck down. It's from the neck up, and especially at the quarterback position. And I would say that the way he's conducted himself and, you know, seeing some of the B-roll that we've gotten a chance to watch, you know, when they've been on the field the last day or so, I think he's handled himself well, and it probably helps his status around the league as well.
I cannot help but think, Phil, as I watch Josh Rosen and what it is that I know about Josh Rosen, the beating that he took last year, of course, and how bright and smart this guy is, and then the way he's handled this situation right here. You know what I thought of? I thought of Bill Belichick. I thought of smart and tough, in the way that Bill Belichick loves to get smart and tough football players into his organization. And do you think there's a possibility that Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots are interested in Josh Rosen?
I think there could be that possibility. Let's get into tomorrow night, and let's just say that the Cardinals do take Kyler Murray and they're willing to move off from Josh Rosen. You know, it sounds like the Redskins and the Giants, I don't know that either of those two teams are really as interested as maybe people think. I think that the more sensible reality is one of those teams at the bottom of the first round who is in need of a quarterback, not necessarily right now, but potentially the next year or two. And then they can gauge Josh Rosen versus whoever the quarterback is that kind of falls out of the group. You know, we've got Kyler Murray, Dwayne Haskins, Drew Locke, Daniel Jones. You know, it depends on what order they come off. But one of those guys is going to be the comparison to Rosen down in that late 20s, maybe even 32 range of this draft. And then that's where you decide, okay, are we willing to give up a first-round pick for a guy that's already gotten a signing bonus? He's got 13 starts under his belt. He's shown the maturity to handle a pretty tough offseason. Let's go ahead and do this. So I think a team later in the first round would be more apt to make this trade than one of those teams, you know, in the top 15, like the Redskins at 15, the Giants at six and 17. I don't see them doing that. I think they feel like they could get a premium, you know, non-quarterback, or maybe take one of their own. And the other thing to think about, too, for the Cardinals is I think a couple of their needs, one would be tight end, one would be potentially another corner. And I think if they got a pick down in the 20s, late 20s, that 32 range, there will be some corners available in that spot of the draft. And so it might be worth their while to consider it.
Coming up next, we get another beautiful part of the program with Phil Savage. He's nice enough to join us for two. And the big question for a guy that's run an NFL draft, when you're actually 2 days away from the draft, as the Cardinals were yesterday, does he buy anything that Cliff Kingsbury just said?
We're still working through it. It's a process, but I wouldn't say the hay is in the barn.
Really? That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. If you just tuned in, we're really happy to have Phil Savage on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. And the reason why that we are happy is because not only is he a good dude, but to actually be somebody that's run an NFL draft, he did it with the Cleveland Browns, to take us to the inside of what's really going on as it was when he was in that position. And Phil, something happened yesterday that I just have a hard time believing. Cliff Kingsbury, at the beginning of the on-field portion of off-season workouts, spoke to the media. And he said,
"We're still working through it. It's a process, but I wouldn't say the hay is in the barn."
So they say they don't know for sure. It's not completely done what they're going to do at number one. How much truth is in a statement like that?
You know, I tend to think that they really are not 100% sure of what's going to happen. I do believe they are going to field some calls about that number one choice overall. I tweeted one day last week that I felt like that a team might be willing to move up to that number one spot if they felt like one of those defensive players was clearly head and shoulders above everyone else. In other words, if you wanted the choice of the defensive players, you could go up there, and the Cardinals might be willing to make the deal because they're not going to be able to command a king's ransom for the number one choice this year because it's not a universal consensus that Kyler Murray's worth going up there to get. So with that being said, I would say that they've got 90% plus of their plan in place. But to know exactly how it's going to turn out, I think he's probably being honest and truthful in that assessment.
Wow. You know what's interesting about that too, Phil? Based on what you said in the last beautiful part of the program about Josh Rosen and maybe his exposure to Josh Rosen, maybe that has created a little bit of, hey, listen, you know what? Maybe the Josh Rosen option is not as bad as we once saw it.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about that, Wolf, because, again, you're talking about, first of all, a bigger man, Rosen versus Murray. You're talking about a guy that can clearly throw the ball just as well in terms of arm strength. Now, he doesn't have the scoops and the jets and the mobility that Murray has, but that's really – it's an important part of it, but in the NFL – at some point in time, everybody pins these quarterbacks into the pocket, and that's where you have to really play from. And Rosen is more of the prototypical NFL quarterback. And I would just tend to think that in an on-field workout, in a classroom setting, most any coach in the NFL would be impressed with what Rosen could do in that kind of environment, and I'm sure that's exactly what's happened here.
As a general manager who watched every snap of Kyler Murray in college, who saw every snap of you know, a guy like a Josh Rosen in his year, and then you watch the combine, you take all this information, and then suddenly someone hands you a sheet, Phil, that says Kyler Murray, 20. That was his Wonderlic score. Do you care?
I don't think I would care as much. You know, the old line of demarcation used to be 15, and then for some it was 20. But on the Wonderlic and the other alternative testing that's now available to these teams, I don't think there's a lot of credence put into that particular test anymore. I don't know that it would carry any weight at all, especially if you've had a chance to visit with Kyler on multiple occasions and really find out what he knew and what he doesn't know about his own offense and about defensive structures. I think that they would have had an answer to that question a long time ago.
Phil, is a 31 good on the Wonderlic? Is that good? A 31?
I'd say that's really good. You can get a job out in corporate world, but I don't know if it helps in football all that much.
You fell into the trap, Phil. That's what Wolf scored. So he wants to ask that every time somebody gets asked about the Wonderlic.
I knew that. And you know what? I would say this. If Wolf scored 31 back in his day, that's probably like a 48 now.
Oh, no.
Guys practice, they have the test, and they practice all this stuff for weeks leading into the combine. That's the thing that's really changed, in my opinion, in scouting. In those days, guys would show up at the combine. They had never done a three cone or a short shuttle. They just put their hand down and go. And you could reasonably compare the player from Mississippi State versus the one from Mississippi Valley State. Now it's all about this excessive training and everything else. And so there is some artificial nature to this testing that goes on now on and off the field. Sometimes you don't know exactly what you're getting because these guys are so well rehearsed and practiced in all these different events, including the Wonderlic.
That's really good. Phil Savage, former NFL general manager, joining Doug and Wolf to talk all things NFL draft, how it relates. Let's go to something differently as it relates to the Cardinals. They probably felt like the cornerback position was done. They signed Robert Alford, who they hope has a rebound year. They've got one of the best in football in Patrick Peterson. But now you come off a year where last year he requested a trade, and now a kid like Josh Rosen can handle this crazy offseason and come to offseason workouts. Yes, they're voluntary, but Patrick doesn't. Does this suddenly become a need? Would you be so fed up if you're a general manager you actually consider trading Patrick Peterson if you get a first-round pick?
I don't know if you ever get totally fed up with that kind of talent and that kind of ability, but I certainly would be hedging my bet and getting another corner, another young corner in position, because now you have a little bit more leverage to say, okay, you know, we'd be willing to move on from Patrick Peterson at some point in time. But I don't think the Cardinals will do that. I think they take a lot of pride in, you know, guys like himself. And then, of course, Larry Fitzgerald, those are players that are identified. Those are the faces of the franchise right now. And I would say that, you know, it's probably a situation that can be resolved.
Phil, you know, I've never asked you this, but I've wanted to for the longest time. You were there in Cleveland in 1992-93 when I was there. You were with the Cleveland Browns. You worked with Bill Belichick. How much did he think of the locker room? How much did he think of the chemistry in that locker room and the guys he was going to bring in?
You know, Wolf, I would say back then in the early 90s in Cleveland, and obviously Bill would answer this for himself, but I think that we were more in the collection of talent business at that point than we were in building a team. And I think that's one of the big differences between what he's done in Cleveland and what he's accomplished in New England. I think that 5 years of experience in Cleveland served him extremely well when he got to New England, because I do think that he recognized that his initial belief that it's all about the team is the right way to go. And if you remember, in 95, we signed Andre Rison, yeah, you know, to come from Atlanta to the Browns. He was going to be the guy to push us over the top. And in truth, he became a very disruptive personality. Our locker room couldn't absorb him and some of the antics that went on with him on and off the field. And so I would say that in 92-93, it was about collecting talent. I would say in 02 and 03, when he got another chance with New England, it was about the team first culture that, you know, obviously is very identifiable with the Patriots these last almost two decades.
Can't have you on enough. I know you're really really busy, Phil.
Thank you, Phil.
Great pleasure. Thanks for calling in.
Guys, I'm not all that busy right now after this podcast. But I do have a lot of radio coming up here over the next couple of days across the country, and then they're utilizing me on some of the SiriusXM platforms. But I always enjoy the time with you two. And let's stay in touch, and we'll see where all this goes after the draft. Some of us from the Alliance are waiting to see what happens post-draft and see if we get another shot to go back to the NFL or maybe something else develops.
Oh, well, good luck. You deserve it. Let's love to have you on again next week, then. Let's react. Thanks, Phil.
Okay, guys. Appreciate it. Take care. Bye.
There's Phil Savage calling in on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line, former general manager of the Cleveland Browns and the Arizona Hotshots. It's Coulter Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Nissan, and Infiniti, the place to go for your next new or pre-owned car. After not showing up yesterday, what is the future of Patrick Peterson? You just heard Phil Savage. They should be pretty upset. But you have a pretty high ceiling of getting upset at talent like that. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.